to Matthew 24.
请打开圣经到马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24 and the 42nd verse.
马太福音第二十四章第四十二节。
I was thinking this morning of this wonderful song, Let It Rain.
早上我想了一首诗歌，让他作王。
A couple of years ago, we were in Fresno, California for a wedding.
几年前我们在加州那里参加了一个婚礼。
And as different ones were gathering for the wedding, it began to rain.
当我们不同的人都聚在一起的时候，开始下雨。
And it rained hard, just like it did this morning at 9:15.
就像今天我们在这里九点十五分的时候下雨，下了很大的雨。
And then the mother of the groom got up during the service with her two daughters and sang, "Let It Rain."
新郎的母亲就带着她女儿一起唱让她下雨。
And as we were coming around the Lord's table this morning, I thought how perfect that song is.
当我们早晨来到主饼杯的面前，我就想起那首诗歌。
How we need the blessing of the Lord from heaven.
我们何等需要主从天上降下来的恩惠。
Rain is always a reminder, a physical reminder of heavenly blessing, heavenly provision.
这实质的雨常常提醒我们那属天的祝福。
It comes from above.
它是从天上降下来的。
All of our food supply comes as a result of rain.
我们所有食物的来源都是因着天上降下来的雨。
In the Bible, water represents the life of God.
在圣经里头，让我们看见水就代预表了神的生命。
The past 10 days, we were taking care of a saint in Phoenix, Arizona.
过去十天，我们在那个Arizona, Phoenix 那边与圣徒同在。
And this area in Phoenix has had the same amount of rain this year that we've had this last week.
在 Phoenix 这个地方，它一年下的雨呢，就像我们在这里上一个礼拜所下的雨一样。
Since January 1st, Phoenix has not had 2 inches of rain.
从一月份到现在在 Phoenix 这个地方还没有降下两英寸的雨。
And things are very dry.
所以一切所有东西呢，就变得非常的干燥。
And I say this because we're all prone to murmur.
我之所以说这样，还是我们因为我们常常都喜欢埋怨。
I dare say when you go to work tomorrow, you will hear someone complaining about the rain this weekend.
我相信。如果当你明天到公司去的时候，你一定会听见有人会在那里抱怨这个周末所下的雨。
And it's very tempting to say, "Yes, I know what you mean. Wasn't it terrible?"
很自然的好像是常常会试探我们，就会不经的意的，我们就会讲说，那真的是很可怕。
And it's these little things like this that grieve the spirit, and we lose our oneness with the Lord.
像这样一点点那个忧伤的灵，就叫我们失去了与神的合一。
Meanwhile, back at Matthew 24, verse 42,
我们回到马太福音二十四章第四十二节。
This was one of the key passages at the summer conference.
这是在夏令会当中的一个主要的信息之一。
Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
所以你们要警醒。因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into.
家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
For this reason,You be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will.
所以你们也要预备， 因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
In order for us to be ready, we must overcome.
我们要预备好，我们就必须要得胜。
And I just want to clarify even that statement. Only Christ has overcome, and it's only by Him do we overcome.
我要说的更清楚的，只有基督他是得胜的，也唯有靠着基督，我们才能够得胜。
Malachi 3, please.
在马拉基书第三章。
Malachi was the other half of the summer conference.
马拉基书是另外一半的信息，在夏令会当中。
Brother Chen covered this entire four chapters.
陈弟兄把这四章的圣经都包括了。
And we were admonished, we were shown that the Lord is coming and we need to overcome.
我们实在是被提醒，也看见主又快要再来，我们必须要得胜。
Thus preparing the way of the Lord.
那我们能够来为主预备道路。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书第三章第十六节。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written for him, before him, for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前。记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
And they will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my possession, and I will spare them, as a man spares his son who serves him.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves or worships God and the one who does not serve or worship God.
那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来。
And then in Genesis 17,
在创世纪第十七章。
Verse 1.
第一节
Genesis 17:1. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神。你当在我面前做完全人。
And the word we're going to look at there is, I am God Almighty.
在这里我们要注意的是，我是全能的神。
And then, a word out of the book of Mark.
在马可福音。
Mark 11.
马可福音第十五章。
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God.
耶稣回答说，你们当信服神。
Have faith in God.
你们当信服神。
And then one last word.Verse in Revelation 22.
最后一处经节在启示录第二十二章。
Revelation 22, verse 8.
启示录二十二章第八节。
And I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel.Who showed me these things? And the angel said to me, Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. worship God.
这些事是我约翰所听见所看见的，我既听见看见了，就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏要拜他。他对我说：“千万不可，我与你和你的弟兄众先知，并那些守着书上言语的人，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。”
Father, we're thankful again this morning for the privilege of gathering before you.
天父，我们感谢你，为着我们能够和众圣徒聚在你的脚面前来敬拜，我们感谢。
To quiet our hearts and consider you.
求你来安静我们的心，能够来思想你。
We do look to you for speaking, for translation, and hearing this morning.
我们实在是将那说的、翻译的、还有听的，都仰望在你的恩典里。
By the Holy Spirit, open the eyes and the ears of our heart that we might see Jesus.
借着圣灵，你能够开我们心里的眼睛，叫我们能够看见耶稣。
Fresh, new, sitting on the throne, ruling in the affairs of men.
是新鲜的，是更新的，坐在高天的宝座上，在那里作王掌权。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen. If we were to take the next 10 hours and had that much time, we could go around the room and have each one list the problems that they are faced with in this past week and possibly in the coming week.
如果我们有10个钟头的时间，我们用10个钟的时间呢，来做一个调查，在我们当中的每一位关于过去一周还有将来一周你们所要面临的困难和挑战。
It would be a long list.
然后将会是一个非常长的一个单子。
It would take a long time.
它要花很多的时间。
The problems, the pressures would be from small to large.
我们的问题，我们的挑战，可能很小的，有可能是很大的。
As far as health is concerned, it might be from a simple cold to something that is life-threatening or even terminal in our life.
就我们健康而言，可能是一个很小的，像是一个感冒，也可能到一个非常巨大的，就可能对于我们生命是有威胁的。With
and in the area of finances, it could be from how am I going to pay the rent to what do I do with an unstable stock market with all my money.
就财务而言，我们可能也可以从我们怎么样子来付我们的房租，一直到我们在这个不稳定的股票市场当中，我们怎么样子来投资我们的钱财。
Some have many questions about raising children.
有许多人有许多的问题关于在教养孩童。
Parents see the stubbornness, the sheer pride in their child, and being God-fearing, want to see that changed.
我们做父母的，看见在孩子身上，看见他们的骄傲，看见他们的固执，看见他们的不顺服，我们就何等愿意神能够来改变他们。
Some have a difficulty concentrating in school. Some are at the top of their class and think they are so superior to everyone else.
有些的孩子，他可能在学校里头有许多的问题，但是有些孩子呢，他们非常的成功。 学业，但是他们确实很骄傲的。
And I do not know really which is the worst what problem of those two.
我不晓得像这两种的问题呢，哪一个是更糟糕的。
In the story of the prodigal son, really feel sorry for the prodigal son and all that he went through.
从浪子的故事里头，我们看见。 虽然这个浪子他所经历过的是非常让我们觉得可怜。
But a bigger question looms, whatever happened to the son who appeared to seem to be perfect and stayed at home?
这个大儿子呢，他在家里头似乎是一个非常好的一个孩子，他有没有他的问题呢？
As far as our jobs, we have people that are looking for jobs.
关于找工作，我们当中也有些人正在找工作。
We have others who are working 16, 17 hours, 18 hours a day. They have too much work to do.
我们有一些人，他一天要做16、17个钟头，他有太多的活要做。
A lot of problems, a lot of pressures.
有许多的问题，许多的压力。
And it is no different any place on this planet Earth.
在这个地球上，无论在哪里都有同样的问题。
The world comes up with many, many solutions and answers to all of these things.
这个世界呢，就产生了许多的方法和答案来试着要回答解决这些问题。
And many of these worldly answers have crept into the church.
这些从世界上而来的这些答案就影响了，就破坏了教会。
And men and women of God are seeking often answers from the world.
有些弟兄姐妹就从这世界当中来寻找答案。
Because often the church is not providing the answer to the things that we all face each day.
有许多的时候教会并不能把这些一切问题的答案呢能够来讲清楚。
This might not sound like exactly an exciting topic this morning.
这个今天早上要讲这个题目呢好像不是让我们觉得很兴奋。
But there's good news.
但是呢它确实有一个好消息。
Good news is another way of saying gospel.
好消息就是神的福音。
And we are people of the gospel.
我们乃是神福音的人。
God has provided a way for us to go through life.
神为着我们来经历我们的生活他预备了一个方法。
Not removing all clouds.
不是把所有的乌云都给除去。
Not removing all mountains.
不是把所有的山都给除去。
That has never been God's way.
那不是神的方法。
We can study any man or woman in the Bible and we see the pressures and the problems that they all went through.
我们从圣经的人物当中我们就看见他们所面对的有各种的问题、挑战和困难。
In fact, the few that I listed this morning as far as pressures and problems are all found in the Bible.
我刚刚所提到的简单提到的一些问题和压力在圣经当中都可以找得到。
Nothing is new under the sun.
在日光之下没有新鲜事。
But God has provided a way for us to go through whatever situation, whatever problem exists.
但神却为我们预备了一个方法叫我们能够胜过这一切的困难和压力。
And not to go through in our own strength.
而不是靠着我们自己的力量。
And I'd like to propose this morning that the way God has us go through,
我想提出一个方法，就是神他所要带领安排我们所经过的。
Is for us in our life to come to that place where we're worshippers of God.
就是我们要成为敬拜神的人。
If you look at the faith chapter in Hebrews 11,
我们看到。在关于讲到信心的章节，在希伯来书第十一章
，we see Jacob mentioned in verse 21。
我们看见在第二十一节那边提到雅各。
By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph.And worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff.
雅各因着信，临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
This is the high watermark in Jacob's life.
就让我们看见这在雅各一生当中最高的点。
He's over 130 years of age.
他已经一百三十多岁。
And the first 130 years were miserable.
他前面的一百三十多年都是非常可怜的。
They didn't have to be miserable.
这些年日不需要，原本是不需要。
Jacob as a young man wanted to follow God.
就一个年轻的时候的雅各，他想要跟随神。
But he thought he knew how to follow God.
但是他却以为他知道怎么样来跟随谁。
This plagues even us today, brothers and sisters.
就是我们今天也有同样的情况。
We think we know how.
我们以为我们知道如何。
We think we have the answer.
我们以为我们有答案。
We think that we can rely on our past history.
我们以为我们可以根据我们过去的经验。
We think we can rely upon the...educational system, if I just graduate from a great school,
我们以为我们能够靠着我们的教育体系，如果我们能够得着高的教育
，and we find out there are no answers. In fact, often our education just adds more questions and problems.
我们发现却不是如此。当我们教育越高的时候，似乎好像有更多的问题和难处。
Jacob makes a very interesting commentin Genesis, where he says, So Jacob said to Pharaoh, The years of my sojourning are 130. Few, unpleasant, evil, and compared to the years of my fathers.
雅各对法老说，我寄居在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在世寄居的年日。
He says that theyWere evil years. They were unpleasant.
他提到那些年日是邪恶的，是不好的。
Now, was that God's intention?
那是神的意思吗？
Does God intend to just beat us down every day with things like Steve just mentioned without being able to get electricity?
是神定义就是要击打我们吗？就像我们刚刚弟兄 Steven 所讲的，就是我们就不应该有那个电力吗？
When we go out into the world tomorrow, there's a great possibility of a lot of crazy, confusing things are going to happen.
那我们又回到世界当中来工作的时候，你就发现会有许多的不可思议的事情要发生。
Is our life to be like Jacob there?Agonizing evil, we see the huge stresses he had in his life.
难道我们的生活就是应该像雅各那样子吗？又少又苦，遇见了许多的难处和压力。
Huge stresses in the workplace, unfairness.
在我们工作当中有极大的压力和不公义的事。
Huge stresses with his with his wives.
他和他太太们中间极大的压力。
11 sons who were a pain for practically his whole life until he was 130.
有11个孩子都像是浪子一样，直到他130岁的时候。
But we see him come to a place leaning on his staff, leaning totally on God, worshiping God.
但我们却看见他能够扶着杖头到最后的时候来在那里敬拜神。
And the next 17 years, even though he's down in Egypt, we see a man of peace.
在后面虽然还有17年的时间，虽然他是在埃及，但是呢，他却是满了安息。
He became a worshiper. He became a worshiper.
他成为一个敬拜的人。
Something that David became as a teen.
这也是大卫在年幼的时候他就是一个敬拜者。
Jacob's son Joseph, as a teen, became a worshipper.
雅各的儿子约瑟，他在年轻的时候，他也是一个敬拜神的人。
It didn't matter what came into these two men's life. Praise God, you're on the throne.
无论什么事临到这两个年轻人，他们永远在那里敬拜神，说他坐宝座。
Their situation was no different than ours.
他们所遭遇的事情跟我们所遭遇的没有太大的区别。
Except theirs were probably more intensified and more publicized.
只是说他们可能遭遇到的事情是更加的激烈，更加的痛苦。
When we come into unfairness at work, usually only our husband or wife knows about it.
当我们如果在工作上面遇到一些不公平的待遇，或许可能就只有我们的配偶能够会知道。
When David, as a young man, was being chased by the king, everybody knew it.
当大卫年轻的时候，他被王来追赶的时候，大家都知道这件事。
Same thing with Joseph. Everyone knew when Joseph was ill-treated and thrown in prison for a number of years falsely.
当约瑟被下到监里做奴隶的时候，有许多人知道这件事。
Their life wasn't days of sunshine.
他们的生活并不是像是非常灿烂的的日子。
But as a young man, David in his teens could write, "The Lord is my shepherd."
但是在年轻的大卫在遭遇这样的事情的时候，他却能够写下耶和华是我的牧者。
He takes me through the valley of the shadow of death.
他领我经过那死荫的幽谷。
He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
他在敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
Worshippers.
敬拜神的人。
Now the problem that we have, I believe, brothers and sisters, is our concept of worship is very narrow.
但我们的问题是，我们对于敬拜的这个概念非常狭隘。
We think of worship as being something that sets the tone, or it's the beginning of ministry.
我们有时候以为敬拜就是有个特别的一个方式，或者是在我们敬拜。聚会 的时间
It's a 20-minute period of time in which we sing songs, which several brothers and sisters pray.
好像是二十分钟当中，我们赞唱诗歌赞美，那有几位弟兄姐妹祷告。
Or we might have the idea that the Lord's table, this is worship.
或者我们就觉得主的饼杯、主的桌子，这就是敬拜。
And I quickly add, it is.
我当然我要加上。这个的确是
But it's a very small part.
但是这只是其中小的部分
Most of us in here, maybe 1-2 hours a week, are in a formal gathering in which we sing together, and there are some prayers offered up to the Lord of Thanksgiving.
在我们当中，许多的人或许一周当中只有一个钟头、两个钟头的时间和圣徒们聚在一起，在那里敬拜，在那里赞美、感谢。
Worship is an attitude of heart.
敬拜乃是心里头的一个态度。
It's to be all through the day.
乃是每整天的时间。
Every time someone knocks on the door and says, "We're going to turn off your electricity," praise God.
当有人敲门说要把电给切掉的时候，你要赞美神。
It's very easy to become argumentative.
我们很容易就会喜欢争辩。
It's very easy to become frustrated. You've got five children.And the washer and dryer go out.
我们很容易就会觉得沮丧。如果有五个孩子，然后洗衣机、烘衣机又坏掉了。
All these things that occur in our life every day, how do we handle them?
我们生活当中有许多的事情将要发生，但我们怎么样子来面对、来处理这样的事
？Do we just cope?
难道我们就只是认命吗
？Now I know I'm supposed to be a Christian, and I've got to say I've got to be at peace, peace.Peace, peace.
我就自己告诉自己，因为我是基督徒，所以我必须要忍耐。好了，我要有平安。那我就自己告诉自己平安，平安，平安。
I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart.
还是我就这样唱着，哎呀，我有喜乐，我有喜乐，我有喜乐，在我心里面有喜乐。
Well, God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He makes sure that all of our positive thinking in the world will not take us through.
他神要保证这世界上所谓的那个正面的思想不能够带我们解决问题。
I got to hear a little bit of this saga the last 2 weeks about this electricity being turned off.
我在上一周有机会听到另一面的故事关于这个电力要被关掉的事。
And every day, and sometimes every other day, there'd be a knock at the door, we're here to turn it off.
每一天，或是有时候是隔天，就会有人来敲门说：“我要把你的电给关掉。”
Why these things are allowed in our life?
为什么这些事情似乎神允许发生在我们生活中？
Why doesn't God just snap His finger and done? Lights are on.
为什么神不能说就动个指头，这个电就解决了，就有了？
And you can all take the things that are in your life, particularly those things that are nagging. They're just are perpetuated, keep going on day after day.
你可以从你自己生活当中所面对的难处，你也可以来这样的想象，为什么这些困难、这些难处呢？好像一直在那里过不去，一直在那里拖延。
What is the Lord doing?
到底主在做什么呢
？Isn't He on His throne?
他是坐在宝座上吗
？He's bringing us to that place, brothers and sisters, where all of our ability.All of our discipline, all of our restraint is not enough.
他乃是要带领，叫我们经历到我们的天然的能力、才能，我们的 的力量都没有办法来解决这些问题。
We come to the end of ourselves and we say, Lord, I need your life.
直到我们自己到了尽头，我们才会向主说，主啊，我需要你的生命。
I need to be filled with your peace and your joy. This mountain obviously isn't going away.
我需要你的平安，你的喜乐来充满我。这座大山是不会被除去的。
I've tried everything in my power to remove this mountain.
我用了我所有的力量，想要来挪开这个山。
And it's not moving.
但是呢，它却不移动。
And it's at that time sometimes we just fall across the bed, we kneel down, and we just say, Lord, I need you.
到这样的时候，我们就俯伏，我们就跪下来说，主啊，我需要你。
I need your peace. I need your joy. I need your love. I need your wisdom.
我需要你的平安，你的喜乐，你的生命，你的智慧。
I do not know how to deal with this thing with the children.
我不知道怎么样子来面对这有问题的孩子。
But you're the master at raising children.
但是你却是那管教养孩子最好的老师。
You took that hard-headed Jacob and made him a prince.
你能够叫这样一个固执的雅各让他成为王子。
You took him after 130 years patiently working with him.And made a worshiper out of him.
你用了130年的时间，能够叫雅各能够成为一个敬拜神的人。
God knows how to deal with these things.
神知道怎么样来处理这些事情。
He knows how to make us worshipers from our heart.
他知道怎么样使我们成为一个从心里面来敬拜他的人。
Being a worshiper is simply one who submits to God.
其实敬拜者就是。把自己顺服神的人
，all the time，
是在所有的时间里头。
You don't have to be in a building like this to be a worshipper。
你不需要在一个像这样的建筑物当中才成为敬拜者。
You and I can worship God on the Beltway, on Highway 59, on Highway 10, I-10, all the time。
我们能够在各个高速公路开车的时候都能够是敬拜者。
It's a letting go. It's a surrendering.
那是一个向神降服的人。
Worship is living in the presence of God.
敬拜乃是活在神同在的里面。
Remember that beautiful story of Mary of Bethany?
记得何寿恩教士的一个美好的见证。
Jesus, as he often did, showed up around dinner time.
主耶稣常常能够在晚餐的当中就能够向他显现。
Tired,
疲倦的时候。
It was a two-mile walk just from Jerusalem to Bethany.
像主从耶路撒冷走了2里路到了伯大尼。
A lot of heat most of the time.
非常的炎热。
Hungry,
饥饿。
What was it be the natural thing to do?
在这种情况，你的自然的反应是什么
？Let's get Jesus some food.
我们来给主耶稣有食物。
But there was one woman who said, "Lord, I want to hear from you."
但在那里呢，却有一个妇女，她在那里说她要听主的话。
And as soon as Jesus began speaking to Mary, he became quickened in his whole spirit, soul, and body.
当主耶稣向玛利亚说话的时候，他的灵就得着刚强，得着恢复。
Eating was the last thing in his mind at that point.
在当时，在心思里头，吃饭是最后的一件事。
What happened to him then is the same thing that happened when he was giving water to the woman at the well.
在那里的主耶稣。和在井旁要把那活水赐给那妇人的主耶稣是同样的一位。
The disciples returned and they said, "Who's fed him? Who's nourished him?"
当门徒回来的时候，就问说：“哎，是谁拿食物给主吃了呢？”
Mary had learned the secret.
玛利亚已经学到了那个秘诀。
She was a worshipper.
她是一个敬拜神的人。
After God had patiently waited for Job and his friends to exhaust their speaking.
当神在那里很久忍耐地让约伯的朋友们把他们所要讲的话都讲完了。
God began to speak to Job.
神开始对约伯说话。
Job was going through as much pain as probably any man has ever gone through on the face of this earth.
在这地面上，约伯可能经历过所有的人所能够经历过最大的苦难和痛苦 的那一位。
He did not let up.
他并没有变轻松。
Family, financial, and his own personal body racked with pain were gone.
他的家庭、他的财务、他的健康瞬间都消失了。
And this went on and on and on.
这是一直一直在那里发生的。
And he received very, very poor advice from his friends.
他从朋友的身上得着了很没有太大帮助的一些建议。
And then God began to speak.
然后神说话了。
And God, chapter after chapter, relates, He is the Almighty God.
在那里，神一次又一次的来显明，他是那全能的神。
Job, you need to know the splendor of my ways.
约伯，你要知道我道路的奇妙。
You are one of the most perfect, blameless men that lives in this whole area.
你是在这个地区是最完全、最公、最正义的一个人。
But there is a pride, there is a self-righteousness because of your greatness.
但是呢，在那里因着你自己的完全，让你里头产生了一个自义。
And as we sang today in verse 3 on that hymn number 8,It says there that God desires to befriend us.
在那里，刚刚我们唱的诗歌第三段那里，让我们看见神他愿意成为我们的朋友。
And God could not be a friend of Job.
神在当时不能成为约伯的朋友。
God can't be a friend of someone who worships himself.
神没有办法成为一个他崇拜自己的人的朋友。
Who trusts himself.
就是是。他相信自己的一个人。
Who trusts his mind?
他相信自己的
能力。Who trusts his pocketbook?
他相信依靠自己的财力。
Who trusts this country?
他依靠相信这个伟大的国家。
There is nothing on this earth that can be trusted.
在地上没有一样事物是可以信靠的。
There is no security on this earth.
在地上没有所谓的保证。
And Job had a great revelation after, as God started talking.
当神开始说话的时候，约伯就得着了启示。
And God was about ready to destroy his friends for their poor advice.
当因着这些朋友们不好的建议，神要来惩罚约伯的朋友的时候。
And in his mercy, he said, have them offer burnt sacrifices.
但是神却有怜悯的，要约伯的朋友们献上焚烧的祭。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
？Present themselves, surrender, yield themselves to me.
就把他们自己能够投降、降服给神。
This whole thing was turned around by worship.
那整个这个事情的扭转，就是在关键于敬拜。
Beginning there in Job 36, all the eyes of Job just began open as he saw.The mighty God.
在约伯三十六章那里，我们看见约伯的眼睛被打开，他主要就是看见神的大能。
And the bigger God got in his eyes,
神的全能。
The smaller Job got.
当看见神的全能越大，他就看见自己的渺小。
Job could be blessed with double his wealth after this time.
约伯在这之后，他得着了双倍的祝福。
And he knew where it all came from.
他知道这是从哪里来的。
He knew that he had nothing to do with it. It was all grace.
他知道他与这些事情都不是他的贡献，全部都是神的恩典。
And there in the last couple of verses, he lived out the rest of his life full, complete as a worshiper.
最后几节让我们看到他余生，他乃是活在一个敬拜的光景里头。
This is the secret to our walk.
这是我们在地上行走的一个秘诀。
Worship is fellowshipping with God.
敬拜乃是与神有交通。
Worship is giving thanks in all things.
敬拜乃是在凡事感恩。
When these things happen tomorrow, some of them are happening right now in our lives, and we say, Lord, I don't understand you, but I trust you. I thank you.
当有些事情正在我们身上或者将要发生的事，我们虽然不能明白，但是我们能够在神面前向神说，我们感谢你。
Giving thanks in all things is a command of God.
凡事谢恩，这是神的命令。
Any command of God, and there are literally hundreds in this book.
在这里头有数百个神的命令。
Is meant to be obeyed.
它是为了叫我们要顺服。
And every time we obey God's command during the day, His life comes in.
当我们顺服神的命令。他的生命就在我们里头来。
Life is not participated in, does not come into our life by learning, reading and reading and knowing the interpretation.
神的生命要来充满我们，不是靠着我们能够来解释、来了解、来研读圣经。
In fact, learning with our minds the word will always lead to arrogance, pride.
如果我们用天然的心思来学习解释神的话语，它很自然的就带到一个骄傲的光景。
It's reading the word and then obeying the command that gives life.
乃是读了神的话并且遵守的。能够带给我们生命。
We've all, I think, experienced. I hope all of you've experienced this. You've gone to someone and you've said, "Please forgive me," and you've meant it from your heart, and it's like a big load has been lifted.
我想我们可能都有这样的经历。当我们来到一个人面前，我们求从心里头真实的请他原谅、赦免的时候，我们里头就得着力量。
The first commandment is to love God.
第一个命令。
When we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, when that is the driving thing each day, there's life.
当我们每天能够尽心尽意、尽心尽力爱我们的神的时候，我们就能够得着神的生命。
When we love one another with God's love, there's life. There is a buoyancy. A lot of things happen in the home and in the marriage. A lot of unfair things. But when there is love,There's buoyancy. There's life.
当我们在神的爱里头彼此相爱的时候，你发现这个就叫我们能够得着生命，能够得着力量。
And all of this obedience is worship.
但我们这样的来顺服神，就是敬拜神。
See, worship is not some thing that we do on Sunday. Worship is very, very practical.It's very utilitarian.
敬拜神不是只有在主日才做的事情，是我们每天当中都能够敬拜神。
It's a way of life.
它是应该是我们生活的一个全部。
It's what we do all the time.
它是我们所有时间都应该做的。
It's not a religious activity. One day a week, two days a week at a particular time.
不是在特定的时间里面一些宗教的活动，一个礼拜一天或者两次。
It includes that, but much more.
它应该是更多的。
No, we got a problem.
我们有一个问题。
If I am more confident in myself and my answers, how can I worship God?
但如果我对自己有自信，那我们就要来思想，那我怎么样子来敬拜神
？Or put another way, if I am worshiping myself.And we're all plagued with that. How can I worship God?
或是换句话来说，如果我们自己是崇拜我们自己，那我们怎么可能来敬拜神？
Impossible.
这是不可能的事。
We cannot worship ourselves. We cannot love ourselves. We cannot be protecting ourselves. At the same time, worship the Almighty.
你不可能同时崇拜自己、爱慕自己、倚靠自己。你又要来敬拜神。
There is a problem, brothers and sisters. We know far too little about God.
我们对于神的认识实在是太少。
From a young age, we are taught that the most important thing is our vocation. You got to have a job.
从年幼的开始，我们就得着一个观念，就是我们必须要有工作。
Must master a trade.
我们
You must master a trade.
我们必须要在某个上面要很专精。
And so, at 4 or 5 years old, children are starting to learn how to read, how to write, how to do arithmetic.
在4、5岁的时候，我们就开始要叫孩子就开始学习，我们要怎么样来读，怎么样来写，怎么样来学东西。
And so, learning a trade, preparing for a trade, becomes our life.
我们的生活当中，就似乎就预备自己要成为一个做交易、做买卖的人。
Children are working already in middle school, thinking of college, preparing for college.
当在念初中的孩子们，他就已经开始在思想以后要预备进入大学。
They give the Stanford Achievement Test to little tiny children.
他要给那个大学的一些测验，就给那个小小孩来做。
Rating, seeing, and we're very excited. Did you know what my son did? Do you know what my daughter did?
那我们就很骄傲地告诉人，你看，你知道我的孩子，我的儿子、女儿，他们做了什么吗
？I said earlier, this is how the world creeps in.
这是这个世界的方法，叫我们叫我们跛脚。
And our understanding of God, our love of God, is very small.
以至于我们对于主的认识和对于神的爱是非常的微小。
In Acts 7:1, it says, "The God of glory appeared to Abram."
在使徒行传第七章那里，让我们看见那荣耀的神、全能的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
In the same book, we see when the God of glory appeared out of the sky to Saul of Tarsus and the change that it made in these two men's lives.
我们看见了当荣耀的神从空中向扫罗显现的时候，他改变了他的一生。
Absolutely changed their life.Abram walked away from Ur of the Chaldees like he never was there.
这样的显现叫亚伯兰他能够离开加勒底的乌尔，能够再也好像不属于那个地方。
And this big man Saul of Tarsus was changed and became a little man, Paul the apostle of the Lord Jesus, a prisoner of Christ.
这好像是像巨人一样的扫罗他。在这样的经历之后，他就成为一个非常微小、卑微的一个耶稣基督的仆人。
And it all changed because they saw something of the Lord.
他们的改变都是因为他们看见了主。
And this is the way the Lord deals. He showed Job in Job 36, 37, 39, and 40, 41. He showed him who he was.
在这也是神对约伯的工作带领。他乃是借着他向约伯显现他自己。
And all the wondering, all the questioning, all the murmuring, all the complaining stopped right there.
所有的难处，所有的抱怨，所有的困难，所有他的心里面的愁苦，就一切都停了。
He saw himself in comparison to God, and he couldn't imagine why God even allowed him to live.
当他在神的荣耀中看见自己的卑微，他甚至于在。想说为什么神还让他活着
？Saw something of the strength of the Lord.
看见主就得着了力量。
We could talk about the wisdom of God. We could talk about the mercy of God. But in closing, I just want to talk about this one thought: the strength of the Lord.
我们可以谈论神的智慧，我们可以谈论神的其他性情。但是我现在要讲到关于神的能力。
We get some idea of the strength of the Lord just when we look at creation.
然后当我们在思想神的能力的时候，我们很自然就想到神的创造。
From the smallest atom to the furthest universe out there somewhere, millions of stars away, God holds this all together.
我们看见从一个微小的亚当到一个浩瀚的宇宙，许多的星球。我们看见神掌管这一切。
He holds it together with the word of his mouth.
他乃是借着他的话来掌握的。
God is omnipotent. He is all powerful, and we know far too little about that power.
神的能力是何等的浩大，我们知道的实在是渺小。
How he can radically change each one of us.
他能够轻易的能够来改变我。
How he can radically change our children.
他能够改变我们的孩子。
The body of Christ.
基督的身体。
How he can deal with the physical things in our life.
他是如何能够来管理我们生活当中实际的事情。
Not remove them, but give us such grace that we can go to work when there is a very sinister supervisor trying to get rid of me with a smile and with a love for our enemy.
他不是把周围的环境给拦处给除去，还是把他的恩典加给我们，叫我们能够以喜乐的心来面对那要把我们辞掉工作的人。
It's a wonderful thing to cease talking about the person who is mistreating you and to begin loving that person and praying for them.
我们能够为着那一位对待我们不公平的人，我们能够没有怨言，而且呢能够爱他，为他祷告。
Only God can give that kind of strength, give that kind of power.
就神能够把那样的能力，把那样的力量给我们。
And just as it was in Abraham, just as it came into Jacob, that prince, it can come into us.
神能够进到雅各的生命当中，使他成为那荣耀的王子，他也能够在我们生命当中。
Brothers and sisters, I'm proposing this morning that we live in poverty.
听见没有？我们来是，我乃是要提醒大家，我们实在是活在一个贫穷的光景。
We do not know the God who's all powerful, therefore we murmur, we complain.
因此我们不认识这位全能的神，所以我们才会埋怨，才会发牢骚。
Which is the opposite of worship.
这实在是敬拜一个相反的一面。
You and I are either worshiping or we're complaining.
我们要么就是成为一个敬拜者，不然呢，我们就是会常常埋怨、抱怨。
In Psalm 18:1,
在诗篇第十八篇
，I love thee, O Lord, my strength.
诗篇第十八篇第一节，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
The psalmist here has tasted the power, the strength in his inner man.
在这里，诗人的他里面的人，他经历过。耶和华的能力和力量。
Paul prays for the church at Ephesus in Ephesians that their inner man might be made strong, might be strengthened.
保罗为着以弗所教会的祷告，叫你们里面的人能够刚强起来。
This inner man is our heart. It's our disposition.
这里面的人就是我们的心，我们里头的生命。
Either a disposition of crying.Worrying, fearing, or it's a disposition of life.
我们里面呢，可以是充满悲伤、沮丧、软弱，或是我们可以里面充满了生命。
And if you turn over to Psalm 27:1, we see
诗篇第二十一篇
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength.Of my life. The first verse, Psalm 27:1.
27篇第一节，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我生命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
My life is strengthened by Him.
我的生命是被神刚强。
That's the secret in David's life. What made him so different?
什么叫大卫能够是成为不一样的人呢？就是因为他的秘诀就在这里。
And we turn over to Psalm 73.
诗篇三十三篇。诗篇七十三篇。
73:26.
第二十六节。
And all of us can identify with this verse.This is what we've been talking about. These things that happen in our life every day, my flesh and my heart may fail.
我们都同意这句诗篇所讲的，我的肉体，我的心肠。
Our tendency, brothers and sisters, oh no, not this again.
我们自然的反应就是说，哦，不要再这样的事情了。
Continue in that verse, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
这个经节告诉我们，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
God wants to be the strength of our heart. We're limited, brothers and sisters, of being able to go through in a happy mode.
神愿意成为我们心里面的力量，但是我们很多时候，我们自己是没有办法来。
Our hearts are debased. They're defiled. They're defiant. They're against God.
我们的心常常是抵挡神的，是拒绝神的。
And yet, God is the strength of my heart.
但是神是我心里的力量。
It's from our heart that we're able to worship.
是从我们心里头我们能够来敬拜神。
Well, all of us are very, very limited. And in a minute, we can be very dull regarding giving thanks to the Lord.
我们是何等的迟钝，可能在一分钟之后，我们就忘记了给神感谢给神。
But we read there in Mark 11:22, have faith in God.
在马可福音那里告诉我们，你们要信服神。
Faith in God turns on the spigot.
当我们信服神的时候呢，这个阀门就开了。
And God comes in and fills our heart with joy.
神就能够进到我们心里头。充满喜乐在我们心里。
Fills it with wisdom for that particular thing.
他也能够把智慧叫我们能够面对那个事情。
And if we look at Psalm 138,
诗篇138篇。
The third verse.
第三节。
On the day I called, thou didst answer me. And I would like to just even propose, on the moment by moment that we call, thou dost hear us.
我呼求的日子，你就应允我。我在这里特别强调，是每一个时刻我们呼求的时候，你就应允我。
Thou dost make me bold with strength in my soul.
鼓励我，使我心里有能力。
Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions.
我们的魂就是我们的心思、意志、情感。
And brothers and sisters, in one sense, we're all alike.
在我们某种程度上来讲，我们都是一样的。
Our minds are very limited.
我们的心思是非常的有限。
Our emotions are very limited.
我们的情感也是非常的有限。
Our will is very limited.
我们的意志也是非常的有限。
There are things we'd like to change, but there's not even enough will to be able to do it.
有些事情我们想要改变，但是我们的意志却没有办法来改变。
Here we see God strengthens this soul of ours.
在这里我们看见是神使我们的魂能够刚强起来。
He strengthens a mind that does not naturally want to worship anything but itself.
我们的心思里头都不想敬拜神，总是想着自己。
We're not born worshippers of God.
我们不是生下来就是敬拜神的人。
We naturally are born worshippers and lovers of ourselves.
我们天然的人生下来还是要敬拜我们自己。
And God wants to reverse that.
但神必须要来扭转这个事。
And he does that reversal with his own life.
他乃是用他自己的生命来成就这扭转的事情。
As the strength is there.
他的能力在那里。
All the power that was in the Lord Jesus,
所有的力量都在耶稣里
is now ours by faith.
借着信心都赐给了我们
All the tests that the Lord Jesus went through,
所有主耶稣所经历过的所有的试探
tests that came against his body there in Matthew 4,
在马太福音第四章那里这个试探就对着他身体来
tests that came upon his soul there in Matthew 4, that temptation.
对他魂里头的试探也在那里。
And even the spirit, because Satan knew the issue was worship.
撒旦知道敬拜这件事情是非常重要，所以他也来试探主耶稣。
The gospel, brothers and sisters, is that Jesus went through.
那福音是主耶稣他经历过这一切。
And we see that he overcame.
当然我们看见他得胜了。
I have overcome the world.
我已经得胜了世界。
I looked to the world when I was on this earth for nothing. I look to the world, Jesus said, for nothing. I got nothing out of the world.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他说：“这世界，我与这世界无份。”
There was no security in this world.
这世界并没有保证。
I didn't have to have a half a dozen insurance policies.
我并不需要有这个保险的保单。
To cover this and to cover that. What if this happened? What if this happened?
来保障我这个发生那个发生。
I did not trust the world.
我并不相信，并不信靠这个世
界。My security was in the Father.
我的稳固是在父神那里。
And that was the key.
他的钥匙在那里。
He was strengthened moment by moment. As he was walking along, he would pray and connect with the Lord.
当他在地上行走的时候，时时刻刻他与神连结。所以他能够得着力量。
Jesus wasn't walking around here as a divine person, throwing his divine power around.
主耶稣并不在地上行走的时候呢，他就好像把他的神性啊在那里显明。
He set that aside.
他把他的能力给放在一边。
And he walked moment by moment by faith.
他乃是靠着信心一步一步的来走。
Lord, I am tired. These people are pressing upon me. What should I do?
然后在那里行走，群众拥挤他的时候。他就祷告
The disciples had an answer. Send them away. Get them out of here.
门徒这建议就把他们群众给驱散。
Jesus was tired, but he had the unction of the strength of God in his heart and in his soul, and he could say, "I have compassion for them. We need to feed them."
虽然主耶稣的肉身是疲惫的，但是他里头却从神那里有极大的能力，所以他可以。
All the stories of Jesus mean nothing to anyone if we do not take it to heart and recognize that life can now be our life.
如果我们不能够承认这样的一个主耶稣这样的生命能是在我们里头的话，我们不可能与这样的事情有
份。We can know the stories, we can tell the stories, but if we're not experiencing them tomorrow morning with strength in our soul, strength in our heart, they're nothing.
我们可以知道这个故事，可以听过这个故事，我们可以讲这个故事。但是呢，如果我们没有这样子来相信啊，主的生命能够在我们里头使我们有力量，我们不可能在生活中。
That, brothers and sisters, is the gospel.
这个是福音。
The gospel has been brought down to the gutter level.
福音乃是被带到一个非常啊低的一个境界。
It's come down to this: get Jesus, and all your troubles will go away.
当你得着了耶稣，你一切的难处就解决了。
Jesus is for me.
主耶稣是为着我。
That's not the gospel.
这个并不是福音。
The gospel is you and I can be worshippers of God.
真正的福音乃是我们都能够成为敬拜神的人。
A selfish, lawless, greedy people can be so turned around.But the only thing that they're occupied with is knowing the Father and pleasing Him.
像我们这样自私诡诈啊软弱的人，我们能够被神来改变，成为一个啊真实敬拜神的人。
Everywhere you go today, the gospel is being shared. Big mega churches, Jesus will do this for you. Jesus will do that for you.
其实你到许多的地方，有许多很大的教会，他们所传的福音乃是说啊主耶稣。为着我，主耶稣能够为你做这个，为你做那个。
Thank God, when we're little tiny babies, we take care of a baby. Everything is for that baby. We baby them, we baby them, we baby them.
我们感谢神，当孩子还年幼婴孩的时候，我们当然非常的爱护保护有加。
But the whole idea is for that baby to grow up and to give to society.
但真正的意念乃是让这个孩子他能够成长，能够长大，能够贡献给。
It's the same thing in the body. It's the same thing in the body of Christ.
在基督的身体里头也是同样的。
God wants to grow us up.
神要我们能够长大。
So it's not my world, but it's His world.
不是只顾念到我的世界，乃是神的国度。
In the book of Song of Songs, it is so clear.
在雅歌那里，我们看到非常清楚。
The bride starts out by saying, "He is for me."
那个新妇刚开始的时候，她乃是说到，他是属于我。
Jesus is for me.
耶稣是为着我。
But she gets to that point.
但她后来到了一个地步,
where she says, I am his.
她却说,
That's worship. That's the key.
那个是那个关键,
that releases then all the power of God into our spirit, into our heart, into our soul. It's strengthened.
那个就是那个秘诀，叫神一切的能力能够进到我们里头， 成为我们, 啊, 灵魂体的力量。
To be able to do what God intended all along.
叫我们能够达成神所, 啊, 定义要我们完成的。
To be the bride of His Son.
叫我们能够成为他儿子的心腹。
Not a spoiled little 15-year-old bride. Me, 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 me.
不是一个被宠坏的 15岁的一个心腹 整天就想着 我
But being prepared for her beloved
乃是预备好 为着那新郎
God loves us so much He allows all these little things that are going on in our life
神是,
to grow us up
神是何等的爱我们 因此他允许许多的事情临到我们 叫我们能够长大
They pressed upon Jacob every day of his life Jacob's going this way He has his own way And God just puts a roadblock, wherever Jacob turned, there was a roadblock.
这些难处呢, 压在雅各身上, 无论雅各想要往自己的地方跑, 神用各样的路障把他给拦住了。
Jacob did not know himself.
雅各自己却不知道,
but thank God he did.
但是神却知道,
and he knew how to deal with him.
神知道怎么样来对付雅各,
and he knew how to deal with all that self-gratification, all that self-love, all that self-centeredness.
神知道怎么样子把那以己为生命、以己为中心的生命来除去。
And we get there to Hebrews 11, and we see this old man whose days were long, short, and evil, leaning on his staff, leaning on God's strength, worshiping.
那我们在希伯来书里看见一个年迈的雅各, 他 扶着杖头在那里敬拜神
That's God's will for all of us
那是神向着我们每一个人的旨意
Let's just sing as a closing prayer for all of us 312
我们来唱一首诗歌 在诗歌第312首 作为我们的祷告
312
诗歌第312首
This isn't a song we just sing at a gospel meeting.
这是我们在一个福音聚会当中唱过的。
This is a song, brothers and sisters, we sing all through the day.
这是我们应该是每天要唱的诗歌。
When all of these various things come upon us tomorrow, questions here, things come through the mail, telephone call, we surrender it.
无论明天我们要面对的是什么样的事, 无论是有电话, 无论是有邮件, 我们这是要唱这首诗。
And when we do, the Almighty God says, Yes, that's what I've been waiting for.
当我们这样子奉献给神, 神就说, 是了, 那就是我, 他所要等待的。
This is what makes us ready. If He should come today, or if we should die today.
如果主今天再来, 或是我们要去见主了, 这是我们, 啊, 预备的一个方法。
And this is what it means to overcome.
这也是, 啊, 得胜的意义,
overcome this frail, very angry flesh.
我们能够, 得胜我们这个, 发怒的身体,
overcome the world.
我们能够得胜世界,
all of its subtleties.
所有的, 苦难,
overcoming even the enemy himself.
我们能够得胜仇敌,
including sin and death.
包括罪与死,
That's the gospel.
这是福音,
That's the full gospel.
这是全备的福音,
It's big, brothers and sisters.
这是何等的浩大,
It's not just a ticket to heaven.
不是只是上天堂的票,
Let's just make this individually our prayer.
愿这样的诗歌成为我们个人的祷告。